In Baltimore, big questions remain after last night's collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge over the city harbor. A Key Bridge support was taken out by a giant container ship. Here's Maryland Governor Wes Moore early today.
This is a place that is a normal commute route for over 30,000 Marylanders every single day. And so to hear the words that the Key Bridge has collapsed, it's shocking and heartbreaking.
8 construction workers were working on bridge potholes when the bridge fell. 6 are still missing. Let's talk now to Sal Mercogliano. He teaches at Campbell University and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Sal, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You sailed for years on ships like this in and out of Baltimore, among other ports. How'd you react when you first saw the tangled steel of bridge collapsed in the water?
Well, it was obviously a shocking sight to see. The maritime industry is a very safe industry. We ensure a lot of redundancy and protection inside of shipping. But like any other industry, it does have failures. And what I think we saw there was a mechanical failure as the ship lost power just before it came up on the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Yeah. Well, let's kind of talk about some of the evidence we have or seem to have. Officials, as you know, say the ship lost power and the crew sent out a Mayday call in time for police to stop traffic on the bridge. And on the videos, we see the ship's lights blink off, spit out smoke, and the crew tries to drop anchor before this crash. What do you make of what we know?
Yeah, well, I could say being on a ship, one of the worst sounds on a ship is dead silence. That means you have lost propulsion, you've lost power. And that ship came off the Sigrid terminal there in Baltimore. It was heading outbound at the time. The ship's crew would have been supplemented by 2 pilots from the Maryland State to assist in piloting out. But when the ship lost power, that meant it would lose its ability to not just turn the propeller, but also turn the rudder. So that Mayday would have set a series of motions in effect on the ship. They would have dropped one of the anchors, which they did, the port anchor. But at a speed of 8 knots and 100,000 tons, an anchor is not going to stop you. It's just going to drag along. And unfortunately, they weren't able to maneuver the vessel.
Yeah. The 8 knots, I gather, is about 9 miles per hour. Is that fast, or is that about, in general, how fast these ships go at a place like this?
This is about normal. You don't want to go too slow because then you don't have control over the vessel, and you don't want to go too fast because it can get you into trouble. So 8 knots is typical what we see coming in and out of harbors like Baltimore.
Yeah. Now, I gather some ports use tugboats for container ships, not Baltimore. As you said, state law does require a local certified pilot to be on board. Can you imagine what that person might have been doing in those tragic moments early this morning?
Well, the ship, when it came off the berth, would have 2 tugs with them, but you're right. They wouldn't have those tugs escorting them out. The pilot, you know, based on reports I've heard from tugboats captains in the harbor, called off that Mayday, alerted the bridge about the fact that this was happening, and would have called for assistance, tugs and assistance coming to the vessel. So the pilot would have done everything they could to create that hope. The black smoke that emits from the vessel after the power comes on may indicate the ship tried to back its engine down to stop its forward momentum. But again, that amount of inertia on a ship that big is very difficult to stop.
Yeah. So at this point, what key questions do you think investigators are asking?
Well, I think number one, the Coast Guard would have gone aboard the vessel. They would have drug tested and alcohol tested the entire crew. They will want to know maintenance of the vessel. If it's a power failure, what kind of engineering issues have they had? There was a report that they may have had a power issue while at the berth before leaving during cargo operations. They will want to track that down. They'll get with the ship's owner, the flag of registry, which in this case is Singapore, and then the third-party group that does certification for the vessels, what's called the classification agency.
Yeah, and as far as a ship losing power, how often does that happen?
Well, you don't ever want it to happen, period, but it does happen. There are times that fuel can be contaminated. It could be a mechanical or an electronic issue. What they would want to do is find out if this had been a kind of incident that has happened in the past recently, and what is being done to what was done to prevent it from happening again. Unfortunately, this is a foreign flag vessel, so the ship will be inspected by the U.S. Coast Guard, but it's a very preliminary inspection. They really don't go into all the details about the ship, just enough to basically certify it that it's meeting the requirements for being a safe operating vessel.
Yeah, we've been talking to Sal Mercogliano, professor at Campbell University and the U.S. Merchant Marine Academy. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.